Welcome, my little critters, to Tales from the Crypt Season 2, The Level Up. We're an actual play podcast with an ever-changing cast of players making our way through a bunch of different RPG systems, from micro-RPGs to some of the more well-known role-playing games out there, and the occasional highly narrative tabletop game. Content warnings can be found in the episode's description. My name is Riley Groves, and I am the Crypt Keeper on this episode of Tales from the Crypt. Welcome to Tales from the Crypt. Today we are finishing our playthrough of A Quiet Year, as we have just gotten into the season of winter. We're going to find out what's happening to our tiny little community, all the cult-like shit that's going on, and the terrible volcanoes and death. And at the table, I have Derek.
Hello.
Rebecca.
Hello.
And Connor.
What's up?
Before we get started, the question from our pod deck interview deck today is going to ask, what do you think is the biggest con of being famous? Rebecca, why don't you go first?
Well, probably the lack of privacy overall, but specifically, it must be really annoying to, like, go to the grocery store or do literally anything without someone being like, will you take a picture with me? Will you sign this thing for me? Holy shit, you're that guy. It must be so fucking annoying. I would hate that.
Yeah.
Mine would be having to sacrifice self-respect and dignity to do certain roles, or just there's parts of being a celebrity that aren't fun at all and are debasing. So
again, with the lack of privacy, like not being allowed to have a bad day, like, you know, you go out somewhere and you have an episode or something, that's everybody's got their camera out, you're on the news, internet, whatever, people are watching, they're seeing you have whatever little bad day you had that someone else could have, and just, you know,
it's normal.
It'd be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest ones that gets overlooked is, like, the public can almost dictate who your friends are. Like, if you're friends with somebody and they do something, like, all of a sudden you have to take a stance against them, whether you know them as a much different person. And I know that kind of translates some degree to who we are now, but, like, you could still hang out with somebody or be friends with someone without a lot of people taking cameras or making a big deal about it. But, like, having to publicly write off your friends seems like a really shitty way to end a friendship, or
especially if it has nothing to do with you or your situation.
Yeah.
Especially if it's all speculative anyway.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As well.
Tough life.
Yeah. Probably never know it. So, no. With that, fuck those celebrities, and let's get on to winter time. Derek, I believe you drew the first card of winter.
I believe I did, and it is the Three of Spades. Someone comes up with an ingenious situation to a big problem, and as a result, a project finishes early. What was their idea? Or, someone comes up with a plan to ensure safety and comfort during the coldest months. Start a project related to this.
I don't think we have any projects on the table right now, do
we? Do not.
I don't believe we do either, and that is really a hard one to do, because we've already completed leather clothes and moved underground to where we already know it's warmer. We can go with comfort, though. Why don't we expand the outpost quarters to sleep more people more comfortably?
Okay.
I think the expansion would take 5 weeks, because we already are mostly downstairs, people are going, or underground, people are going
downstairs.
People are going to be a little more motivated.
I'm with that. It's a long project, but I think it's definitely a big one. And then you still have your action, too.
Hmm. I am going to start another project to make a second trip out to the crashed ship for larger supplies, taking the sleds we used for the wood.
Okay.
The alien ship?
The alien ship, yes.
Just making sure.
So, to stay consistent, I think that would be another 4 weeks.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I got the two of spades. A headstrong community member takes charge of the community's work effort. A project fails, and then a different project finishes early. Or, a headstrong community member tries to take control of the community. How are they prevented from doing this? Due to the conflict, project dice are not reduced this week. I think a headstrong community member takes charge of the community's work efforts. A project fails, and a different project finishes early. I think that somebody convinces everyone that it needs to be all hands on deck here before winter sets in. So I think they abandon the alien ship investigation and finish expanding the quarters.
And Derek, what do you want those
good for? Just triple the size of the cavern. That should be big enough for the entire community to live in comfortably, right?
Plenty of mushrooms.
That's up there. This is living quarters and comfort, recreational space.
Sleep on a bed of mushrooms. The bigger ones are soft. You just gotta dry them a little bit first. It's gonna have a whole mushroom economy down here.
That's not a bad idea.
All right, solid.
And then my action. I think I discovered something new. In expanding the living quarters, I think we find a hot spring. So now we have fresh water without going to the river. And people can bathe and stuff.
Hot water, too.
Mm-hmm. You'll just have to cool it off for drinking. We put it above ground for cooling ice. Gotta stay hydrated. Important. And that is my turn.
Does that look good for a hot spring?
Yeah.
All right. We have a hot spring and fresh water. Cool. I guess that makes it my turn?
Yep.
I got the Ace of Spades. Now is the time to conserve energy and resources. A project fails, but gain an abundance. Or now is the time for hurried labor and final efforts. A project finishes early, but gain a scarcity.
We don't have any projects. So I would pick abundance.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we'd gain water as an abundance.
That makes sense.
So fresh water. So I think on my turn two, we are going to discover something new. And that is in the mushroom patch. On the back wall of the mushroom patch, the wall is broken, and there is a new path leading a different direction. So the mushroom patch wall has been broken. None of the mushrooms are damaged, but nobody knows how that passage was opened. And that's going to be my turn.
All right, I've got the six. The time has come to consolidate your efforts and your borders. Projects located outside the settlement fail, and all remaining projects are reduced by two this week. Or someone finds a curious opportunity on the edge of the map. Start a project related to this discovery.
Hmm.
So following this new tunnel all the way down to the edge of the map, there has been discovered an abundance of different edible plants and other plants that are very warm and can make nice beds and insulative clothes for the winter. Or just other comforts. So,
where do you want this tunnel to lead to?
Like just a little bit further than where it is. So start a project related to the discovery. So we're going to start a small camp at that end to harvest and process the different resources, the different plants. And there might even be some other minerals or crystals down there that we might find uses for. So another little outpost we'll establish there.
Was that project part of your card, or do you
that was another? part of the card. And then I'll also start a project to create like a system, almost like a conveyor belt, but something to help get supplies to the surface or to the far ends of the tunnel quicker, like
harnessing the water.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh,
well, almost like the Roman aqueduct system, but like the
boats. So there's like a carousel or something, just like, you know, there's a closed path that goes throughout the cave to a couple different spots, and it is being moved by the turning of the water that we found in the cave, and it can be used for transport. And
how long are both of those projects going to be?
So the first one to set up the camp was two. This one is going to be four, because we got to go to all different parts of the cave and set these different things up and make sure all the mechanics are lined up in the right way to not cause any disturbances.
Nice.
Does that look like an alright representation of the plants you found?
Yeah.
I figured they'd be a little bioluminescent.
Yeah.
Because, like, lack of natural light. Alright, awesome. Derek, I believe it is your turn.
It is, and I have drawn the queen. You see a good omen. What is it?
What was the other one? A bad omen?
No, that's it.
Oh, you see a good omen. Isn't. What okay. is it? Well.
Good omen. That's the hard part. We have not set ourselves up for a good omen. During the winter, the flowers that started to grow around our original camp spread farther than the walls and spread out a lot farther. You just represent that with like a wall of plants. So you have to try and fill that whole space in. And we see it as a good omen because it's plants bursting to life during winter.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And I want to start a project for Sally to break
Lisa
out of jail.
All right. How many weeks do you think that'll be?
Should only take a night, but we'll go with a week.
Lots of flowers.
Yeah, seeing this prompts Sally to try and get Lisa out of prison.
All right.
That's my turn then. I got a 5 of spades. Winter elements destroy a food source. If this was your only food source, add a scarcity. Or, winter elements leave everyone cold, tired, and miserable. Project dice are not reduced this week. I feel like it has to be the first one, because we're not going to be cold.
I feel like it has to be the second one, because we've already moved everything underground. So the winter conditions can't...
I feel like it could be fish, though.
They could kill the fish. It
could be fish.
Yeah.
If the river was...
I was thinking the river froze over and the fish are gone.
Ah.
Do we have other food? Yeah, we have lots of food.
We have lots of food.
Okay. Well, in that case, yes. Winter destroys the food because it's hard to go fishing in the winter. We don't have ice fishing gear.
Fish is now a scarcity.
But we have other foods, so we're okay. And then for my turn... This part's always hard... I would like to discover something new.
Okay. What are we discovering?
I think we have built out some more tunnels throughout here, and we've found the arm to the hand of the big statue-y thing, maybe.
Sure.
And we use it as a good, what do you call it? Like a load-bearing beam.
It just supports our tunnel system.
Yeah.
You should definitely connect it back through to the main cavern,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, come right along.
I can use that in the narration when the weird pulley system finishes.
Nice. That should be done, I think. No.
I think it's just the outpost.
Yes, your outpost is done, Connor.
Is Lisa free?
Lisa would be free after the end of my turn, yeah.
Ah.
So the outpost finishes and it's just a couple small... One building, just a bunkhouse for a few people, and then another building for just processing, like, you know, the different plants that have... soft fibers from separating them out from the hard part of the plants and other processing that would get done there. Filtering out the seeds to plant more, drying them off if they're wet. That's completed and Stan and Danny, the berry fighters, are taking the first shift.
What did you call Stan and Danny? The what?
The berry fighters.
The berry fighters.
How does it go getting Lisa out of the cage?
Sally is able to sneak around and... Jimmy V lock open and free. Lisa and the two of them together are going to attempt to push the orb into the hand.
Whoa.
They're going to accomplish this with help from the, who was it that you found?
The parish?
Yeah.
They convince the parish, they're like, oh yeah, this is part of the plan too.
So Sally and Lisa convince the parish to push the orb into the hand? Wild.
It's your turn, though.
Is that a pro? It's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, so they haven't actually done that.
No, that was just them getting free, but that's the intent.
Cool. Let's see what card I draw. I got a 9. Someone goes missing. They're alone in the winter elements. Choose one. The community organizes constant search parties, and eventually the person is found. Project dice are not reduced this week, or no one ever hears from that person again. I think it's Lisa, and I think it's while she's investigating the orb by herself, one night, and the next day after she goes missing, both the orb and Lisa are gone. And then it's my turn, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to start a project too, and that project is going to be to continue the tunnels past the newly found plants where we set up camp, and continue to push to hopefully come out underneath the alien airship.
So you're making another entrance into the caves from the surface?
I guess essentially I'm looking to pop out either inside of, which seems difficult, of the alien ship. Yeah, I think they're trying to tunnel like into the alien ship to create like...
Or as close as possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it crashed partly into the
ground? Into the ground, yeah. So I think they're trying to get in and create, you know, like a vault situation. Mm. How long do we think that'll take?
With how close they are, maybe like another 2 weeks.
2 weeks? That's what I was thinking. All right. And that's my turn.
All right. Next up is the Seven of Spades. What is winter like in this area? How do community members react to the weather? So this area gets quite frigid winters. So far, it has just been very, very cold. The pond and the river have frozen over, which has killed our fishery. And it's made crossing the river much, much easier, as long as you don't slip. There has been little snow yet, but when it does come, it comes in large volumes all at once in small areas. It can snow over in the crater and no snow in the forest. And it's very windy, so when it does snow, there's little visibility. The community is very glad that it found a way to shelter itself from the harsh realities of the winter here.
Cool.
Some people say there are monsters in the snowstorms.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Throwing some snow on the map here and there.
The community reacts with joy that they have found these caves and had such an expansive cave system made. And few of them venture back to the colder parts of the cave, and certainly not the surface, except for the crazy few who have friends to save from cages and some of the children who still like to explore and find adventure in the ruins.
All right.
And then for my action, I'm going to discover something new.
Okay.
And that is off of the room where we have underneath the hand where the giant arm is and the conveyor belt being around, built around there. There's another room off there that opens up into a small chamber where you can see lava deep. It's a, you know, a small chamber that opens and it's very deep down where you can see it glowing red and you can feel the heat coming out of this small chamber.
All right. Which side do you want that on?
The side towards the forest, yeah.
Okay.
Is that the end of your turn?
That is the end of my turn. Oh, actually, with the end of my turn, the conveyor belt system is completed, and that's just a system of rope pulleys on, like, kind of little wooden tracks and is spots where you can put in, like, wooden carts that'll get pulled around. A child could probably be pulled around by it, and it's powered by the underwater stream and hot spring that we found propel the gears to turn and allow us to move all of our goods easily through the cave and also provide a path so that you don't get lost.
Cool.
I have drawn the Jack of Spades. An infected outsider arrives seeking amnesty. They have some much-needed resources with them. Choose one. Welcome them into the community. Remove a scarcity, but also introduce an infection into the community. Or bar them from entry. What scarcity could they have addressed? How does it need to become more dire for this week? I am going to choose to bar them from entry, and the scarcity that he could have alleviated is going to be weapons, and the reason that it becomes more of a necessity this week prior to last week is as we have opened up some more parts of the cave system, we have allowed little cave critters to start running amok and causing issue with our food and health.
Shit, so is our health still in scarcity?
Yes.
Shit.
There's cave critters pooping in all of our mushrooms.
Pretty much.
Living in the nice beds we just made with these new cave plant fibers.
Fucking A.
Derek still has an action, though.
Yeah, still an action. Still have an action.
Does that look okay for your pulley system?
It looks phenomenal.
What do we have for projects? Nothing?
We're digging tunnels to try to get under the alien ship. Oh. That will end after... Oh, I think it ends after Connor's turn. No, it'll end after, my Derek's turn.
Okay. Yeah, because I started it.
I'm going to start a project that I think should take 1 week, and that is to move the forging stuff down into that room where we just kind of tapped into lava.
Forge and the smelter?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to say that'll take two weeks.
That's okay. Pretty big. Two things, so. 2 weeks. Yeah. Yep. And that ends my turn.
Nice.
All right. That means my tunnel to the airship finishes. Mm-hmm. And it finishes pretty easily. And they're able to bore a hole into the side of the ship. So they've got, like, they're not coming out under
on top of the surface.
Yeah. They're in part of the alien ship.
Okay. I've got the 10 of spades. Oof, no options here. In preparation for the coming year, the community begins a huge undertaking. Start a project that will take at least 5 weeks to complete.
Oh, boy. I don't think we have that much time. We don't have
5 weeks.
We're preparing for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, something that'll take 5 weeks. I think that we'd like to build more tunnels so that we can get... I was going to say under the river, but if we already have a hot spring... Oh my god, the room with the lava. We're going to try to build tunnels enough that we can get kind of a lava stream going, and it'll like go straight through the forge and stuff, and it'll just always be lit, and no one has to worry about resources for that anymore.
A lava tube tunnel.
Lava tunnel.
Okay. Really, I must say, as a person, I wouldn't be super jazzed about... leading tunnels of lava through our underground lair, or the fact that we have water leaking into it. All of these things in reality would be...
all these things in reality would have made me abandon this tunnel a long time ago. Like the fact that we're boring into a volcano. Sulfur dioxide that's going
to
get
you. Are we coming down to the last few cards?
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be Frost Shepherd time soon.
Oh, God.
I feel like I had a project I wanted to do, but I can't remember what it was. Yeah, I'm going to start a project that will take 4 weeks. And we're going to fortify all of the walls of the tunnels.
Oh, that's a good project.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Solid.
What did I say? 4 weeks?
Four weeks.
Okay, and that is my turn.
All right, that means I am up next. Let's see what card I have to draw. Bad news, folks.
Uh-oh.
Seems like winter's set in. The Frost Shepherds have arrived. And the game is over.
Damn.
Wow. At this point, we can talk about what happens when the Frost Shepherds arise. And I think winter here is not necessarily, you know, dictated by the onset of the snow. But I think the volcano erupts, destroying pretty much everything on the surface.
It creates like a nuclear winter. There's the... cloud, a plume, covers the whole planet.
And that's why all these other civilizations have not made it. They do good until winter hits.
Or it could be why there's so few plants, why it's a rocky planet at first, too.
Say we
and the trees are very small.
We were able to survive being farther away from the volcano and having put in gates and reinforcing.
Going underground.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think our community might flourish.
We did pretty good.
We've done great. We'll make a whole city under there. And eventually we'll morph into being dwarves.
We're going to mate with the lizard folk. It's the human way.
There's ducks, too.
Oh, the duck folk. We didn't get to it. What happened to them?
Oh, man. Duck lizard folks?
They could have been a lot creepier than they were. I forgot about ducks.
Mm. I forgot about the ducks also.
Well, that was pretty sweet. Ultimately, I think we did pretty well to make this community survive and thrive.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We overcame some obstacles. There were some disappearances and some differences of views. And
I'm not sure we took a hard enough stance that, like, the people just accepted that there was definitely aliens and, you know, other civilizations that had to be here before them.
Yeah.
May have prompted another discussion that we probably missed out on.
The parish also could have been more of a religious discussion.
Mm.
Mm.
We didn't have to make them so culty. We could have just been them.
I loved the culty bits. I thought that was excellent. I didn't think that we needed to, you know, not do that at all. Because in situations like this, you know, according to TV, there's always cults that pop up. So
it's true.
It's one of the first things that happens, you know, when a group of people hangs out with each other for a month or two.
After an apocalypse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speculate wildly and begin making different cults.
Cool.
It does not take much to spawn a cult.
I also want to point out that I've waited all these episodes to tell you I think it's the quiet year, not a quiet year.
You are, in fact...
Whoops.
Incorrect.
No, I am not.
What do you mean? Oh, am I the wrong?
You're wrong. You're saying A. I'm saying the.
So the name of this game is The Quiet Year. We changed it to A Quiet Year so I could change some rules so it's not an exact adaptation. No, I'm just stupid. So let's just check. What were the cards that were left?
The Four of Spades and the Eight of Spades.
Oh, man, those are some good ones. All of the animals and young children are crying and won't stop. Hold a discussion about this. In addition to your regular action for the week, or a great atrocity is revealed, what is it? Who uncovers it? Definitely human sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Or 8, winter is harsh and desperation gives rise to fear-mongering. Choose one. Spend the week calming the masses and dispelling their violent sentiments. The week ends immediately. Or declare war on someone or something. This counts as starting a project. Cool. I think either of those could have fit very well into our situation.
We could have declared war against the volcano.
Or the parish.
We should have just attacked the volcano.
Or the dinosaurs. Just
throw ice chunks into it until it stopped erupting.
Cool off, man.
that's how ice works, definitely. Well, that was pretty fun. I gotta say that was a good one.
Yeah, it's a great game.
I think this is a really cool way to like set up an area or, you know, start a game. If we were doing longer games, you know, with this being as long as it is, using it as like a setup would be really pretty lengthy. But it's a cool way to flesh out a community, too.
It is.
Oh, you can use it to call on for inspiration in the future. Like, oh, remember that time with all the caves?
Yeah.
We went underground really pretty quick.
Yes, we did. I didn't expect that of us.
I didn't either. We're not usually the crew that, like, digs. Very few digging.
Digging, yeah, we don't.
Moments in our past, so.
I had a preconceived notion that at some point there was going to be something that led to a cave, or a cave-in, or a tunnel, a well, a collapse, or something, and I couldn't shake it. It was just like, after I read the rules, like, this is in my head, like, this is going to come out somehow.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
I thought about putting an earthquake in, but, like, the only opportunity I had to do it, we had already moved everybody down underground, and I was like, man, what a bad thing. That would be.
Hey, we can try that next time and create a lot of scarcities.
Yeah. It's create true. A lot of dead people.
Cave in destroyed all of our abundances.
Community is more like a camp now.
Yes.
That's a great game. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, me too. I would definitely play this one again.
Absolutely.
You could even do this as a one player, which is cool.
Yeah, you really could help flesh out, you know, a lot of stuff if you're writing a book. Want to play by yourself, just entertain yourself, make a world. I think this is a really cool way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that finishes the first arc of season 2.
We did it.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did.
And on that, we are going to end this episode.
See you next Tuesday.
Tales from the Crypt is part of the Wolfbeard Games Podcast Network. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. To stay up to date on any news about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Tales from the Crypt Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel with the same name, and most importantly, tell a friend.